Baltimore is in Oakland, the first of a four-game series Thursday. Here's Trey Mancini, who would be part of a parade of home runs for the O's.
3-2 hit high and deep to left. A long way. Canna will give a peek over the scoreboard and into the seats. 21st home run for Adam Jones, and the Orioles are back in front 2-1. 2-1 Orioles, and a pitch to Mancini. He drives it to deep right. Pinder to the track, near the wall, looking up, and the Orioles go back-to-back. Mancini drives one the other way, his 19th of the year, and in the blink of an eye, the Orioles now have a 3-1 lead.
Tampa Bay did win. They beat Cleveland 4-1. Now deep drive into left, way back, and Canna will watch, and this one is gone. And Trey Mancini has homered for the second time tonight, and the Orioles take a 4-1 lead.
Boy, Chris Smith tried to quick pitch him, but he got quick pitched.
Here's the pitch to Trumbo, and a deep drive to left, way back. Canna turning around. He will watch, and for the second time tonight, the Orioles have gone back-to-back, and Baltimore takes a 5-1 lead.
Two-strike pitch, swing and a miss up and away, and Canna got on strikes. That's a half a dozen for Miley. 2-2, strike three called, a fastball in the inside corner. And a strong outing tonight for Wade Miley, as he has done on three other occasions against the Athletics.
The A's lose their fourth in a row at the Coliseum, losing 7-2 against the Orioles on Thursday in the series opener. After the game, here's manager Bob Melvin.
You know, it was just the homers. When he got some balls up, they got, you know, they squirted them up, and they, you know, other than that, he had guys off balance. Just every mistake he made, if it was a single or a double, that'd be another thing, but every mistake he made them pay for it, and they hit homers, and that's what they do when they're swinging the bat well.
Is there any update on Matt Chapman?
He just wasn't feeling good, so.
Starting pitching over the past couple weeks, it kind of had a rough go of it in general. What is there anything you kind of see going on, any common thing?
Well, you know,
on?
Manaea hasn't pitched like we expect him to. Kendall's just coming back, and those are the two guys that you expect to kind of shoulder the load. And when you're not getting the production there, and we will, and we have with both of them, you're a little bit vulnerable, and the other guys have to pick up the slack. And when you're not scoring runs, you know, it's tough for, makes it tough on a guy like Smitty.
Another good night from Jed Lowry. He had a rough July, but he seems to have turned it around. What have you seen from him that you may have seen tonight at all?
He's pretty consistent what he does. Everybody's going to go through some difficult periods, but he's been really consistent the entire season, less, you know, maybe a bad week or two.
Bob, along with this kind of stretch of not great starting pitching, the defense is also taking a little bit of a step back. What do you make of that? Is this sort of the time of year, or
just, you know, we seemed like we gained some traction with it. We were playing a lot better. Certainly having Chapman helps. And, you know, Ole's a good defender here, too. And, you know, we're shoring up some of the positions. And I think confidence-wise, we started to get a little better. And now we're making some silly errors at times. And, you know, it's kind of because of where we've been with it, you know, it doesn't feel too terribly good. But they continue to work. And, you know, hopefully we get past this little period here.
With Chapman, was it just something that sort of came on in the course of the game?
Actually, he wasn't feeling good before the game. He was throwing up, and then, you know, once he started doing it during the game, now you have dehydration issues that you have to deal with, so we got him out. My guess is, I hope he's fine tomorrow. He didn't want to come out of the game, as you would expect.
The second game of the series Friday is Ubaldo Jimenez starting for Baltimore against Oakland's Paul Blackburn.